before we do that, a new business set up in Australia. Well, it's been very successful there, and indeed is now going to be launching over here. It's called freelancer.com, so perhaps we should find out a little bit more about freelancer.com and indeed freelancer.co.uk from its CEO, Matt Barry, who joins me now. Hi, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for indeed letting us know about this. Just tell me about freelancer.com. What is it and what do you do?
I don't know how many of your listeners know, but just about any job you can possibly think of nowadays, you can now outsource online to someone on the other side of the world just about any time of day. So these are things like build me a website or design a logo for me or even design me some house plans. And there's 360 different categories, so it's wide-ranging as mechanical engineering or tax or accounting or financial research. And the amazing thing about this is, by outsourcing overseas to a huge pool of workers, you pay about one-tenth of what you pay locally. So if a local person is going to charge you £5,000 to do a website, you can outsource it through marketplaces like freelancer.co.uk and get someone else out of the world to do it for £500.
And in terms of that, I mean, how does it work? So if I go to, because I know that you're setting up here in the UK, so if I go to, if I want a service done, presumably some kind of IT or professional service, if I want that done, so I go to freelancer.com or freelancer.co.uk, as you said, so I go there, then what happens to me?
It's very simple. It's just like eBay. So you post a project that costs you £5, or if you're trying a service out for the first time, it's free. You just write up job descriptions, so you know, I'd like someone to design a logo for me and some business cards. You post that project. Within seconds, it goes live, and we notify about 2.1 million freelancers from around the world. We send about a million emails out now notifying people. Within a few minutes, you'll get people bidding on a job. On average, you get somewhere between 60 and 80 bids. And at this point, there's no obligation. So you can look through the bids, you can talk to people, you can ask for samples of work, look through their portfolio, and so forth. And when you decide that you want to go pick someone, basically you set up a master empowerment payment system, which is a bit like escrow. And what that means is there's funds in the system for the freelancers to start work, but they don't get the funds until you're 100% happy, all the job's done, and you decide to release the money.
So you act as the gatekeeper?
That's right.
And that's presumably how your business model works. So why set this up? What's the reason behind it?
Well, the reason why we've come to the UK is actually London is our biggest city worldwide for making use of online outsourcing. We already have 90,000 businesses across the UK using the site that have put through millions and millions of pounds worth of jobs. And so we thought it'd be appropriate to put a dedicated site where you can pay in pounds rather than sort of US dollars. You've got local support, local marketing and so forth. But yeah, we were excited about the UK because there's 2.6 million small businesses. 2.2 million of them have no employees. And so these are small businesses that need to get things done all the time, whether it's, you know, design me a menu or find me a product in China I can sell or whatever it may be. And we basically provide the workforce at a very, very low cost to sort of power Britain into the digital economy.
So presumably the launch is going well. Where do people go? Once again, we've said it a few times, but we might as well say it one more time. Where do people go to find out more about your business?
www.freelancer.co.uk.
Fantastic. Matt Barry, CEO of freelancer.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed for joining me this afternoon, giving you some insight there into what is a new website setting up in the UK. Right, let's turn back to whether you think that the police should up the ante. Would you be in support of the police using tougher measures to tackle those?